Welcome to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries who want more. With your host, catalyst and coach, Nicole Eisler. Her mission, to help you live yours with guts, grit, and fire. Her message, dare to be yourself, to shine your gifts, create badass success, and have way more fun. Get ready to light your fire. Now, onto our show.
Hey, and hello, Nicole here for another episode. This one is one of my favorites, and it can get kind of tricky, but really it's not tricky at all. Not when you break it down, not when you're really coming from the right space, when you're looking at things from the right perspective. But if you have ever felt like you really beat yourself up a lot, I should be doing this, or I should be doing that, or why haven't I done that yet, right? Or you're resisting something you think you should be doing, and that's when the guilt trip starts, the this, the that, you lay it on, and you lay it on thick, and you really go at yourself very hard because you think that you should be doing this because everyone says that you should be doing this. I talk about these things a lot because I find that with many of my clients, there's just this automatic thing that kicks in. You know, sensitives love to be responsible. It's just something about us. We don't like to leave things sitting around. We want to know all the answers. We want to know them now. We want to get moving. We want to do things. And yet, sometimes there's a reason for resistance that is working in your favor, and you may be missing that because you're coming at it from a different perspective. That is exactly what we are here to talk about on this week's show, where we're going to talk about the difference between intuitive resistance and ego resistance. And there are people out there, it must be, you know, there's like, I've heard people talk about this two ways. One, that they think it's their intuition saying they shouldn't be doing something when actually it's like a fear-based type thing. But mostly in my experience, what I find with my clients, there's a resistance and they think they should be doing something because everyone says they should be doing it. They're not, they feel guilty, they feel bad. We want to break down what resistance is because there are two kinds of resistance, from where it stems from is what I'm talking about, and why you don't want to confuse them. You don't want to mix these two sides of resistance up, okay? Because there is a difference between intuitive resistance and ego resistance. And if you confuse them, well, that can create a lot of internal conflict and really external issues in your life. You can literally wake up one day and feel like, what the hell? Whose life am I living anyway? I'm doing all these things I don't want to do. I'm not doing what I should be doing. And it's just this kind of, you know, it's like emotionally messy. That's not fun. You know, listen, ultimately, if you're having a great time in your life, you're really doing things you love and enjoy, you're waking up, you're like, this is the best. That is really the truest definition of living life on purpose. It is not, oh, I should be doing this and I should be doing that and, oh, look at me just being lazy everywhere and, you know, or whatever kind of conversations you have with yourself on those things that you feel resistance about. Resistance, you know, of course, what we resist persists. Right? Isn't that what they say? So what you resist persists. So don't resist it. And I find too that many times a lot of the answers my clients are looking for are disguised by resistance. They're hiding in the resistance. But when I ask them certain questions, I find that they kind of turn on themselves. Oh yeah, you know, or I should be, or these things that get really like heavy. Eck. That's just, bleh, right? Because assuming, here's the thing, sure, what you resist persists, but assuming that all resistance is fear or you just being stubborn, right? Stubbornness, it's not actually accurate. I was on a coaching call with a client and she was talking about, and so the process that I go through with my clients, we always start on, okay, what are you rocking? What's going awesome? What's really working? Where are you starting to see changes, right? What's really going well? Where are you seeing movement? And so we're doing that. She shared a bunch of awesome, amazing things. And then I said, "And okay, and so what are you looking at? What do we want to focus on for our time together? And what are we focusing on for this call here? Where are you feeling resistance?" She said, "Oh, well, you know, I know that I should be." Okay, as soon as you say should be, I'm already at alert. Because I'm like, what's coming next? You should be what? I've wanted to, and I know I should be doing this, and I don't know, I've just not been working on building my email list. Now, realizing not everyone is building their own business or doing things, but a lot of my clients, that's what they're doing. They're transitioning from where they are, and they want to build a business, they want to make an impact, and they want to make a radical impact, and that's what I'm all about. I want to make a radical impact. I don't want you to just do what everybody else is doing. You are here. Be your own freaking unicorn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do your thing, your way. Let's figure out what your way is, and then you do that. So she said she should be building her email list, you know, because I just haven't been. I just have been putting it off. I just need to do it. Okay, there is nothing about that energy where I'm going to be like, yep, go for it. Because I know with that kind of resistance, even if she does go build it, it's not going to be anything that works for her. If you are trying to grow something, build something, transform something, transition something, and you're doing it from a, ugh, I don't want to do this, but I need to do it, I should be doing it, I really, this is what everybody says I have to do, skip it altogether. Wait on it. Do not do it from that energy. You're not going to grow anything from that forced kind of pressure thing. Okay? It's springtime right now as I'm recording this, and so we're getting into the season of seed planting and all these things. You can plant those seeds, and you can stare at them every day and think they should be growing, but they will grow in their own time. And that's sometimes how things come together. Now, are there things in business and life that we, you know, have to do, they make sense, they're part of a structure, they're part of a system? Absolutely. I wasn't saying too much, because I said, well, tell me, you know, go a little bit deeper. Why have you been resisting building this email list? She said, oh, well, I hadn't really thought about that. I know, because we know. We just think we should be doing something. The resistance comes in, we go, oh, and then ego comes in and says, but you should be doing that. You need an email list. Everyone says you need an email list. You have a business. You need to nurture your email list. You need to build your email list. Well, again, yes and no. Can you? Is it a good idea? Is it a good tool? Is it a way to connect with people? Yes. Should she be doing it if she can't stand it, doesn't want it, and has to force herself? I don't think so. Not from that energy. So we started to talk a little bit more about it and break down where the resistance was coming from, what it was about. And I said, I was just curious, how many email lists do you, you know, how many emails do you love getting email? Is it something that you really enjoy? Do you look forward to, oh, what kind of emails did I get today? Or whose email list am I on today? Who sent me something? She said, no. In fact, I don't like checking my email at all. Ugh, even the thought of email. Well, part of it is her full-time job is also, she's online all day. She's emailing all day. So, you know, was I telling my client, skip building an email list? No, what I was saying was, let's look at the energy you have around building your email list. Because the resistance I'm feeling is not that, you know, this just stubborn thing of, I just need to do it, and I just haven't been, and what's the matter with me? And none of that is anything good, doesn't make her feel good. I said, what if, you know, are there other things right now that you're really excited about and that you really want to focus on? And as we talked, there were some other things that she got really excited about. I said, how does that feel like, you know, for you? How would that feel to work on that for right now? Because it was still a way to connect with more people. That's the goal, right? You want to help people, you need to connect with them. And so she said, oh, that sounds way more fun. I really want to do that. I said, then why don't you stop, you know, with the, I should be doing this? Because what was happening is that was popping in her head. It was taking up space. It was dragging her energy down. She was feeling bad about it. And then she was feeling yucky and like she's not taking action. And what's the matter with her? And this whole ball of crap, right? So big ball of crap energy will not help you connect with people in a way you want to connect with them. Who wants that? Nobody wants your energy like that, right? This is what I'm talking about, though. If resistance is misread, you're going to have this shift in your energy. So instead of, when we started to ask different questions, instead of, oh, I just really need to do that, oh, I should be doing that, and I started to ask her different questions, she realized that building her email list right now and writing emails was not really what she wanted to focus on. She really wanted to focus on getting together with people face to face. And so planning a different type of event for herself was more exciting and more welcoming, and her energy was very expansive. And what she recognized was actually, when she thought about building the email list, it wasn't her ego. Well, it was the resistance wasn't coming from, it was actually her ego creating the story around that she just wasn't doing it, she should be doing it, she needed to be doing it, and she was avoiding it, and, you know, why aren't you doing that? And so this whole story, that was coming from ego. But when she thought about building an email list, intuitively, the first resistance feel was intuitive, right? That first burst of like, oh, that didn't feel right. But then the second thoughts and the third thoughts and the fourth thoughts, that's where ego took over. And this is what I'm talking about. Sometimes you will resist things in your life because it's not right for you. It's either not right for you right now, or it's not right for you forever. This could be a friendship, dating someone, what kind of business you're in, starting, want to start, want to begin, think you should do. I mean, fill in the blank of the examples. But sometimes, yes, sometimes it is resisting doing something, because there's a story, oh, I really want to do that, but then you resist it because you think, because of ego, your ego says, but you probably won't be very good at it. You probably shouldn't do that. How would you ever do that, right? There's some other story, creates resistance in a different way. Resistance is not always you just being stubborn or being lazy or none of that at all. None of that at all. This is why I want to break it down, because when I have a client come to me and they go, oh, you know, and I just, the energy is like really like this, and I'm listening to them, it's like, wait a minute. So this is about making decisions in your life that feel good for you. This is not about skipping out on being accountable or not doing things you don't want to do because poor you. I would never insult you like that, please. There are things you are going to have to do in life, whether you want to do them or not. That's just a fact. But when you are planning your activities, when you are looking at things, is this something that is right for me? I think, you know, the thing is, I think we're pretty clear. We know this is something that it's time. This is something I need to do, or this is something I need to explore, or something I, you know, want to get started on. And you may feel resistance because there's a little bit of fear, or there's a little bit of, ooh, this would get me out of my comfort zone, or that is a different kind of resisting it, but it feels right for you. It's not always this thing that you're just not doing what you should be doing. And there are an unlimited amount of so-called experts now out there, right? Putting out their messages, their sponsored ads, all their things, and how they can really, really help you, and you need to do this, and you need to learn their system. And a lot of people say, nope, you need to do it this way. And this goes across the board from everything from exercise and workout plans, nutrition plans, health coaches, all of these things. Do not do something because someone said you should. And you think, oh, you know, this, like, example, there could be something you want to change in your life. And so you start doing your research. You Google anything, you can come up with thousands of different ways to do things, right? You could YouTube it, you can Google it, you could do whatever you want online. You can come up with a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different opinions, a lot of different options. This is why you really need to know your intuitive yes and your intuitive no. because if you're out there reading a bunch of things and everybody says you should do it this way, no, 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 you got to do it that way. Oh, no, 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 do it my way. Nope, do my three steps and then you'll be magically fixed or whatever they say, right? You have to know what feels right for you. You have to know the difference between an intuitive push of resistance, like, eh, nope, that's not for me, or where ego is stepping in and saying you should do this, they know better than you, look, they're an expert, look, they make 17 figures a month, they must know what they're doing, right, because everyone's so self-proclaimed about how much money they make and everything, or self-proclaimed about how many clients they've worked with, or how they fly in a private jet, I don't know, there's just lots and lots of things out there that people put out to make them look and sound more credible. You have to be the filter to all of that. And you choosing not to do something in your life, whether that was like my client with her email list or hiring someone or going in a direction you want to go in, you really have to understand where that resistance is coming from, because if you misread it, you're going to end up with outcomes and signs in your life, symptoms, things that I'm going to talk about here that you don't want. And then that's when the ego really gets to work. Ugh, see? You did it wrong. You should have done it. You shouldn't have done it. It's got all kind. It's got every version to make you feel bad. Right? If resistance is really, if you misread that, you're not really clear on what feels right for you, regardless of what everyone else says. They are not you. You are you. If that negative self-talk is going on, like what my client said, I don't know, I've just been avoiding it. I know I need to do it. And I know I need to do it. She kept like reasoning this thing out to me. I said, are you trying to make, like, prove that to me or to yourself? Who said you need to do it? But, you know, I think too, we want the thing that we're going to do. We want it to be the thing that's, you know, that we've got everything covered and we've done all the things. So it's all working in our favor and doing all of that, right? But if resistance is misread, you, like my client, can have some negative self-talk going on, some pushing type of dialogue internally, which stalls progress, because every time she gave thought to what she should do about that email list and had not done it, and then activated into this dialogue of, why haven't I done it? I know I need to do it. I'm just avoiding it. Why am I, you know, I should, da, 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 right? This is distracting her and pulling her off purpose because she's not feeling good about it. And then it's wearing on her. And it's creating this overall feel that she's not doing what she should be doing. She's not doing enough. When there are things you can do. There are a lot of things you can do. What are the things that are right for you now, for you, you know, and so we talked through some strategies as well. If that was something that felt like a fit for her, was an email list the thing? Was a bot list the thing? Timing, what kind of things she would want to do? You know, sometimes too, we just resist it because we don't have a clear path to what we want to do. So we don't have clear, like in this example, if she didn't have clear topics, she didn't have a day she was going to work on it every week, creating a system around it so she could look forward to it. I like to create systems and action steps so that my clients look forward to doing something instead of, oh, I should be doing that, and then you don't because, you know, life. And it doesn't have a segment dedicated to it, whatever that activity is. It's easy for the week to go by and another week to go by, another week to go by. And in the meantime, you've said to yourself 100 times, oh, I should do that. Oh, I need to do that. Damn it, it's Thursday already. I didn't do that. And then this does this thing to your energy again. And it activates other core blocks. Those kinds of thoughts and feelings and your energy love to snowball and collect other thoughts and feelings like that. See, I always do this. I'm so disorganized. I never get done what I say I'm going to get done. Why don't I follow anything through? This kind of inner dialogue, which it's all a bunch of crap, right? It's not helping you. It creates extra struggle. Who wants more of that? There's already a bajillion things in life we have zero control over out there that change and alter energy and influence things, and right? But now we don't want to create extra struggle for you. And that's not to say the world's big and bad and hard to live in. No. But let's focus on what you can do. Let's focus on what feels right for you. Get you active. Because do not mistake what I'm saying. I am not saying, oh, that's okay, just skip it. You don't have to do that. Take the easy road. No, I'm saying, if you're going to take action in your life, let's make sure it's an action that feels in alignment for you. If you're going to take action in your life, let's create a plan for you to do that so you can effortlessly do it. You look forward to it. That's a better energy to move on something than to force yourself because you think you should be doing it and you've been avoiding it and you've been telling yourself all this bad, yucky stuff. Don't think for one second that energy does not transfer into what you're doing. You know, there are times where my head will say too, oh, you should be doing this. You should probably do that today. And then I'll check my energy about whatever it is. Yep, not right this second. I'll move into a better energy state first. So first I evaluate, how does that feel for me? Is that something that feels right for today? And for right now, and this is how I plan things, because you can't always just say, oh, it just doesn't feel right today, so I just won't do anything. Of course, can't do that. But you could say, if it doesn't feel right for me, is it because it's just completely out of alignment and not something I should even concern myself with, toss it out the window, or is it something that I can get into alignment with, and what do I need to do to make that happen? Now, if you have extra struggle in your life, you get outcomes you don't want. This means you're doing things that just don't feel right for you. They're not a fit, they're not a match, but you're doing them anyway. You're pushing or forcing yourself to do that. You're going to have outcomes you don't want. That resistance spreads throughout your life. Oh yeah. If you're feeling all off and funky, weird, forcing yourself, whatever, it doesn't just stay on that one project or in that one area. It goes throughout your life. Other areas, your mood, your attitude to people, or your attitude toward, you know, if you feel like, oh, I should be doing all these things and I'm not. And let's say 30% of the things you have in your head that you should be doing are not even a fit or a match for you, but you think you should be doing all these things, you're just not doing them, and then some great new opportunity comes in that feels like a match, you're not in the mood for that. Ugh, I can't handle anymore. I'm already not doing these things. Creates a lot of pressure. Pressure to perform, should be, need to be, should do, need to do. Those are pressure statements. They automatically activate force or pressure. And if you're living with that, you're living with that resistance, or you're living with that pressure, or you're living with that kind of thing, you can also have physical symptoms because pressure creates inflammation. It can really just junk up your head too, your intellect, your thoughts, your processing. Because no matter what you're doing, there may be a little voice that says, but you should be doing that. You know, why are you doing this thing that makes you feel so happy and alive when you should be doing that thing over there you've been resisting? So again, this was a timing of versus a need to or don't do ever. That's the way I look at things. This is about, okay, if you're going to do this, if this makes sense and it's a match, what's the best timing? What do you need to prepare? How can you get more out of it? How can you get into alignment before doing it? What needs to shift or change so that you're coming from this great aligned space instead of just sitting, all right, I should really do this? Because, you know, I said, if you went to a coffee date with someone, oh, I should really catch up with so-and-so. And then you get to the coffee date and the person sits down and you're like, all right, well, let's just do this. Because I've been telling myself I should do this for a really long time. So let's just do it. And they're looking at you like, what? It's kind of like if she would have tried to build her email list, it would have been the same energy. Let's just do this. Let's just get it over with because I've been thinking about it for so long and I've been really putting it off, but now I'm just going to do it. I'm obviously really I'm hamming this up because she didn't say it like that, but you know, my client cares greatly about what she's doing and working with her clients, wanting to connect, you know, with the right people. And that is wonderful and great. And if you are like that, that is wonderful and amazing. But you should get to enjoy it as well, right? Sure, there's things in life that we don't always want to do, or it's not such a great, you know, just not the thing we want. But how can you make it fun? I really look at things, you know, if I love having certain things done and finished, so that's where I focus. I love having it done and finished, and how can I make it more enjoyable, and how can I make it a better fit for me while I'm doing it? What can I do before to get in a great energy and a great mood, right, to do those things? And it's, you know, it's from experience as well that when I forced myself even to try it, okay, you know, you just need to do this, this is what you need, you should be doing this, and when I'm missing the fact that I'm doing these 80,000 other things that maybe having even an even better return on that one activity just because I got it stuck in my head that I should be doing something. So when you're really looking at resistance in your life, what are you resisting? What comes up for you? Are you resisting some kind of change? Are you resisting, you know, is it with your health and fitness? Is it with your business or your career? Are you resisting something in relationships? Are there friendships coming up where you're resisting spending time with someone and maybe you're not sure why? And you think, oh, why am I being this way? So are you resisting something in your life and then turning it back on yourself that you should be, or you're blaming yourself for something, or you think you're not doing enough of something, or you're avoiding it? Really look at, what am I resisting? Because there's a lot of keys for you. If you know you're doing what I described, where you're resisting something that's not even a fit or a match right now, that's focused time and energy you could put on something that is a fit for right now. That's what I call working smarter, not harder. Are you resisting something because of a belief about it? That's a different kind of resistance. Are you resisting something and it's because, you know, you believe it's too hard for you, or you believe it's you couldn't do, you know, there's things like that, right? So we can look at core blocks or core things that we believe around things that are creating resistance. Is there something you actually really want to do, but you're resisting it because you think you don't know how, or you think you might fail, or you think if people would think I'm crazy? Oh my goodness, I've had that. And I mean, I've overcome it, but not always the easy instant way, right? But you want to make a change. You know, if I want to make a change in my business, or I want to make a change, not so much in my life anymore, because those I just sort of roll out, but you know, if it comes to things like, should I, you know, this is really what I want. Something will come up in my business. Boy, I really want to do this. And it's a different, you know, you feel like, well, is this crazy? But this is what I really want. But could I do this? But this is what I really want. So you can resist things like that too. Now, what would create resistance about that? It could be that you're more focused on what everybody else thinks. I'm more worried what everyone else thinks if I make this change, and that's why I'm resisting it. That is no place you want to be. That is something, that's probably 90% of what I work on with clients. They are more worried about what other people think than how they feel themselves. They are more worried about what other people think than they are focused on how they feel in their own life. So they make decisions from resistance, or they resist things they really want to do and really want to change because they're so worried about what everyone else will say or what they will think or how they will react or, you know, that they'll get rejected, or maybe they won't like me anymore, or they'll think I'm crazy, or they'll laugh at me because I've already tried a million different things, or that comes up a lot. Doesn't matter what other people think. And, you know, it's something that to just tell you that, because a lot of people say, it doesn't matter what other people think, it's all about what you want. And yes, true, right? But it's also about being the best version of yourself. Is what you want going to help you be the best version of yourself? Don't hesitate on that. That should just be something you can't wait to get started on, right? So sometimes, yes, we resist things because we don't know how it's going to go. Or you may resist something because you're just not sure if you can pull it off. What if I do this and I fail? That comes up too. There's really only a few core blocks that come up. They all kind of boil down to about three different ones. You know, that people won't love me, or they'll think I'm crazy, or they won't agree with me. I might fail. You know, what if I do this and I fail? What if I do this and I fail and I lose everything? What if I do this and I'm just not good enough? I'm not really good at it. I don't have what it takes. Which, see how they all kind of, so then what will people think of me? And then I might fail. But really getting clear about why resistance is showing up for you about certain things. And asking yourself, why do I feel resistance about this? And notice what immediately comes up. If it's like, I don't like it. I mean, I said to her, so you want to build an email list and you hate reading your emails. Does that seem in alignment? I'm going to tell you to consider other ways to build a list. Should you have a list of people? Well, of course, because, you know, those are your people. They want your information. But either you have to make your emails fun to read, or you have to figure out a different way to connect and create a list, you know, again, maybe Messenger bot or something else. But to try to create some, like, if, for example, hey, nothing against Twitter. I'm not a Twitter fan. I have a Twitter account, honestly, because my son started it, I think, I don't know, 8 years ago, or whenever we got Miss Buttercup. That was actually, literally, I can remember, he was in the back seat. We just picked her up from adopting her, and he started my Twitter account. And I'm just never on it. I don't check tweets. I've done it. I've had things on there. I don't read other people's. And I pretty much know for a fact most of my clients are not on it. So it wouldn't even make sense. Why would I try to be on something, force myself? Because you need to be on every social media platform. No, you don't. Some people, they say, you got to do this one, and you have to do this thing. And I listen, and I look at it, and I look at my energy. How often am I on there? Do I like it? Do I enjoy it? Is it something? Because we attract what we are. If I'm going to attract clients who are like me, they're probably not hanging out on social media platforms that I don't like to hang out on. Right? That's really the thing. So this is also a, you know, timing. Do I need to do it? Where is the resistance coming from? What comes up when I ask myself, why do I feel resistance about this? And notice what you notice. Notice what you feel. Where do you feel it? Right? What's coming up? And here's a couple of suggestions. When you're looking at resistance, whatever it is that's coming up, whatever's popping in for you that you've been resisting, just some things that I notice, right? When I look at how does that feel for you, if ego is at play, you will feel a lot of activity in your head. What I mean is you'll have a ton of thinking energy. There'll be scenarios and versions, and there'll be storylines and what if storylines and everybody ending badly storylines. There's a lot of fear involved. So angst, anxiety. There's a conflict. So it's this upstairs, like you're up in your head, right? You're up in your head, a lot of activity going round and round and round about things, and it's almost gnawing it to the bone. Just rah, la, 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 la. That's ego. Intuitive, if you have an intuitive resistance to something, your energy, like someone said, here's what you need to do as your next step, and you feel yourself like, ugh, like, no, okay? Intuitively, you'll feel more a complete no. You'll feel it. You may get a word in your head, but you most likely you'll feel something just come over you, and it's just a pop. It's like, no. It's just this resistant no. There's no scenario. There's no second version, third version, thousandth version. There's no spin-off of how bad it gets or what could go wrong. That's all ego. Intuitively, you'll get a resistant no. It'll compress on you. That's it. Then, if you have second thoughts, that's ego. Right? So there's a difference. And the biggest thing is really to get out of your head. If you are having dialogue about this and it is making you feel bad, you are talking to your ego. You're letting your ego guide you. Right? So take your decision. Take whatever it is, as I did with my client. I said, just sit with that for a moment. I just want you to sit with it for a moment. How does it feel for you? What do you notice? And we talked it through and her answers, right? I said, I want you to notice your first response, what I call always your first feel, not your second thought, not the run-on thoughts. Because obviously when she first brought it up, she was describing it to me and she was describing how she's been putting it off and she just needs to do it. And she just, you know, has been just, you know, distracting herself with other things and avoiding it and just all these things she was kind of presenting. Ask yourself, how does this feel for me to do? And again, notice what you first feel. Notice your second thought, because again, it can go in the other way too. I love that. I have a project right now I'm working on. And my first feel is, yes. And my second and third and whatever thought is, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? How are you going to do this? You shouldn't be doing this. You should probably be doing that other thing. You know, this is crazy. What are you? Whatever. And I just shut that down. Listen, I like doing this. This is what I want to do. This makes me feel most alive. This brings my energy to life. I am having the most fun doing this. Ego loves things like guilt and shame and blame and all that kind of yuck stuff. They're not here for that. This is just simply to get clear about what are you resisting? What comes up with that? Why are you resisting it? Is it an intuitive, that is not for me, or that is not for me right now? Or, and then, you know, ego, blah, 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 right? Or is it, oh, I really want that, but then you're resisting because ego says can't, shouldn't, won't work, how will you ever, etc. If you move through your life feeling resistant to things because they're really not even a match for you, and it's your intuitive no that's telling you, nope, not a fit, but you think you should be doing it and you talk yourself into it, you're going to create outcomes you don't like, or you're not going to have the outcome you actually want. If you are resisting things you actually do want to do, because ego is talking you out of doing what you really want to be doing, you're going to delay progress. You are going to, again, your life will, I mean, listen, time fills up with, and your calendar and all that fills up with activity. It's just the way nature works. If you have a space, it will fill up with something. You don't want your life filling up with all the things you don't want to be doing that you think you have to be doing, and you're forcing yourself, and you don't want your life to miss, to like go through your life and miss out on the things that actually bring you joy. Create a list just to get some visual to it, just to give it a little more, you know, just make it a little more tangible. What am I resisting in my life? What have I been putting off? And what have I been telling myself about those things that I am putting off? Building an email list, I don't know, maybe hiring someone to help you with something, eating healthy, whatever. What have I been resisting? What have I been putting off? And then go through each one and sit with it. How does this feel for me? Why am I resisting it? What comes up for me? And notice that first feel pop in. I don't like this. I want a better way. I don't want to do this on my own. I want to do this on my own. There's all different fun versions, right? What are you resisting? What have you been avoiding or putting off? And sit with each one and just ask yourself, and then just journal out what comes up. Doesn't have to be, you know, anything pretty grammar or anything like that. Just to get really clear, because the things that you may be resisting, that when you ask yourself, why have I been putting this off? What is the resistance I feel? And the just intuitive reaction is, no, that's just not for me. Oh my God, you can clear it off your list. Bye-bye. Gone. Right? It's gone. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to guilt yourself about it. You don't have to should and shame and bleh, all that stuff all over yourself. You don't have to do that at all. You can instead focus on, and if you have things on your list where you're like, oh, I really want to do this, I'm resisting it because I don't know if I can do it. Well, get a coach or a mentor or someone. If you really want to do something and you're holding off because you don't know if you can do it, or if you're more afraid, like I said, about what other people think, or you're resisting it because I don't know where to begin, that's what I do, right? That's what I help with, because I don't ever want you to sit on something that you really want, something you really want to try, something you really want to do. You want to step out and you want to make it happen, and you don't, you miss out because you don't know where to begin, or because it seems too hard, or because you're not sure if you can do it. Have to work on the believing that, yes, you can. Here's how, right? Resources. It's important, because the more you live with resistance internally, the more you live with resistance internally, the more it's going to manifest physically. That'll manifest physically in your energy, in your mood, in your attitude, in your progress, in your relationships, everywhere in your life, in your body, inflammation, you know, things like that can happen. You don't want that. You want to feel good. You want to feel at ease. You want to be taking actions on things that are absolutely good for you, that are absolutely in alignment for you, getting more of what you do want. I found that resistance is something that what feels like resistance for you right now? What have you been resisting? And that creates great conversations, and it also creates great breakthroughs. So that what you resist persists? Yeah. How about what you resist sets you free? How about that? That's a better side of resistance, yes? So, that is our chat on resistance for this week. We'll be back with another great show next week. Have fun with that. Obviously, if you want help, support, resources, you want to look at your resistance and what you've been maybe putting off or what you've been feeling about something in your life together, absolutely, I'm absolutely here for you to do that. That is, you know, I just love it. I love when I can work with you on things and you bring that forward and you go, I don't know what to do with this. Here's how it's feeling. I don't like the way it's feeling. I don't know what to do about it. And we talk through it and we create changes in the energy around it. And you go, oh, wow. Oh, that, wow. That, yeah, that's a that is such a, woo, that's better. That is so much better. Oh my gosh, and I can look at this different. I can do this now, and here are the action steps, and here's what I can do, and here's what I have going for me. And the energy just gets lighter and faster, and wee! Right? That's better for you. It's better for everyone. I'll see you back for another show soon. Sit with those questions. If you need more help and support, you know where to find me, and I'll be back for another show. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries. If you liked this podcast, please be sure to leave a comment or review. We hope you'll tune in next time.